Vectis Radio on DAB.
We've got somebody on the line now, hopefully. I hope it's not someone trying to sell us double glazing
it
or something.
It might be, yes.
So hopefully on the line we've got one of the bridge docks or both of them.
You've got both of them. You've got
both of them. Hello.
Hooray. How are you both?
And it's triple glazing.
Yeah, triple glazing these days. Yeah, I'm a bit old, you know that.
That's probably cool. Likewise. Dylan the dog is going to sell it to us as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might just join in, you never know, do you?
How are you? We're very well, thank you.
We're fine, thank you. What's it like up there in Halifax?
It's a bit cloudy today.
Is it?
It's still hot.
But we're not complainers, we never complain.
No, we don't.
But tell you what, guys, it's great to speak to you because you've been on our journey ever since we started on the Isle of Wight, back at that course on the Isle of Wight College.
Yes.
Gosh, how many years ago is that, I don't think? But
324.
It's actually two decades, would you believe?
Really?
Yeah, I can believe it.
And we're coming up, obviously, with our 14th novel.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
14?
Yeah.
Wow.
14.
Wow.
So with this new one called Split Second, how did Dylan and Man get together to be on in the same book? Because they're two entirely separate series, aren't they?
They are. And, you know, people kept asking us, Maggie, I wonder what it'd be like if them two got together and was on a case of their own. And, of course, they've already got their own worlds, haven't they? Because Dylan's an experienced senior detective and he's methodical, measured, understands how the system works, etc.
Never assume.
Yeah. That's right, never assume. And Charlie's a lot younger, instinctive, very good at reading people and the land, you know. So they don't always see things in the same way.
Well, they wouldn't, would they?
No, but that's precisely why they work so well together.
That's good. And because they work in the same area, the lives are going to cross anyway.
Yes.
So we thought it was perhaps time in this one, put them, you know, to use a coin of phrase, I would say, put them on each side of a different side of a coin and bring them together in the latest one, Split Second. And,
yes.
You know, two shots, two deaths, and one decision made in a split second.
Yeah.
Dylan follows the evidence. Charlie reads what lies beneath it, and you know, a split second just changes their life,
doesn't it? Just changes the lives of a lot of people, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And with Dylan being promoted, of course, he's now a superintendent. He's working in professional standards. You know, we hear a lot about the IOPC, don't we, these days? And so we thought we'd have him there, didn't we?
And we thought we'd put Charlie Mann as the firearms tactical advisor. So there's going to be some conflict.
Yeah, they're in different positions where, you know, than what we normally see them in. So we thought putting them in a place they wasn't comfortable in, that brings something else in the characters, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think it does, yes. And your publishers very kindly sent me a copy to read, not just me, but loads of other people as well. And I've actually read it. Never assume. It's absolutely brilliant, I thought. It's totally different approach from your last two series of books, in my opinion.
No, you're right. Absolutely.
And it's just brilliant. All the attention to detail, and there are some cliffhangers, which I won't go into.
No, because I haven't read it yet.
No, you haven't read it yet.
It's still
on
my pile of books next to my chair to read. Yeah.
But you know what, Maggie? You're right. And the render books that we're now with, we're going to publish this on the 27th of August. That's the date it comes out. But
that's not long, is it?
No,
is
it?
No, not now.
People can pre-order it now, so it's there ready. But do you know what? What a learning curve we've had. We've worked with them as a family. They've been on it like we have. We've worked as a team. And it's been hard work. There's nothing easy about writing.
No.
People who write know this. But the support we've had has been absolutely tremendous this time.
Yeah.
And we've learned. And, you know, life, we learn things in life every day. But we've learned a lot from this.
Editorial passes and editor's passes.
Yeah. Just when you think you're safe and it's all right, then suddenly it comes back towards you.
Does it get to the point where you think, I'm going to take his red pen away.
The lovely thing is that...
They're really being supportive, haven't they?
Oh, that's good.
And the stories, the character, the twists, the turns. And they've told us where we've been too quick in passing certain things. And we like the readers to be involved in it.
Yeah.
You know, to be there present without getting wrapped up in police procedure, but just to feel the energy from, you know, like the court case.
Enjoying the investigation. And like you say, all its twists, really.
There are twists, aren't there? I couldn't put it down. Well, I did put it down for Wimbledon, but then...
I think it actually makes you think about the enormous sort of responsibility carried by somebody who has only that split second to make a decision.
Yes.
You know, because we don't give them... They're human beings, after all, aren't they? You know?
It could be the right decision. It could be the wrong decision. Who knows? You have to read it to find out.
Yeah, it's the consequences thereafter.
Yes.
And it affects everybody. It affects everybody that's involved in it. And there's no getting away from it. And it's one of those things, officers carry firearms every day. And, of course, the judge decides in his wisdom, shall he or shall he not name her? I'll leave that to the readers. But, again, a lot of controversy, a lot of shock tactics.
Yep.
And for our troubles... We are. It's our first hardback, would you believe?
Our first hardback, Maggie.
Really?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So Goldsborough Books have got it in their Crime Collective edition.
Oh, you're actually famous now. They're really, really, really famous.
Yeah.
Well, we've never been famous.
So would you believe it? So we're going down to Goldsborough Books this month and we're going to be signing 750 copies.
Oh, blimey.
That are all numbered and signed, exclusive.
I hope you're doing your exercises for your hands, then.
I know. Well, we've been told it'll take us about 4 to 5 hours.
I'm just have to practice lifting those pints of beer, aren't I?
I think so. Yes, definitely.
I mean, the question was for us, really, because we're going to travel so long. How long does it take? You know, approximately. Well, it depends how fast you write, but anywhere between 4 and 6 hours.
Oh well, no time at all. You'll deserve your beer after that.
Which is great, but and the other lovely thing, the audio book, which we always make sure there's the audio book because of our friends at the on the Isle of Wight.
Sight for Wight,
and it's narrated this time by the lovely Yorkshire actress Natalie Anderson.
All right. So
absolutely smashing. She brings life to
Charlie
as well, and so. Yeah, it's after a lot of hard work and a lot of chewing and throwing, shall we say, between us, we're really pleased with the finished edition. And like Carol said on the hardback book, would you believe down the edging it's got police line do not cross.
Really? That's good, isn't it?
Which is fabulous.
Now, the you mentioned there's an audiobook. Is that coming out at the same time as the main copy? I just mentioned it because our co-host here, Leo, can't read a regular book because he can't see it, can he, Leo, basically?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
But an audiobook would be fine for you.
Yes.
And the audiobook will be available from where?
It's available from everywhere.
Everywhere. Okay, so
absolutely
all
everywhere.
The usual outlets. And
well, just done... Yeah, Waterstones have actually got a special offer on. We've just been told today. So they're doing a 25% discount for pre-orders at Waterstones.
Oh,
wow.
There we are. So, excellent. So I'm looking forward to reading it. I've got an advanced copy, so I'm feeling quite special. I know you sent it to Maggie, but I still feel partially special.
I couldn't put it down. I had to read it to the end to find out what happened.
I'm looking forward to reading it. I'm looking forward to it being a bestseller as well.
Yes, I think it already is.
Oh, thank you so much, guys.
You can only hope.
Yep. But the one thing I do know is that the police procedure will be absolutely spot on.
It will, yes.
We won't have people wandering about in ordinary shoes in the middle of things.
Yeah, and I think the human side of it is just a fascinating thing for me, even after working with the police, I think the human side of it, it's something that's always fascinated me because I saw both sides, you know, I saw the human side in the station and I saw what they dealt with outside the station.
Absolutely.
And I think if we can bring that into the books, like hopefully we you know we have done with the Dylan and Charlie Mann series, I think I think that's what fascinates me.
And we have a green light for more in the series.
Oh, good! There's going to be more! Hooray! Well, we should have to leave it there, I'm afraid.
Yeah,
because of time constraints. It's great to hear from you. And when are you coming down to the island again?
I don't know when we're coming. We're actually coming down to Milford on Sea next month.
All right.
So you never know. We might have a trip over to the island.
You might.
Why not?
Or you might stand on the coast and wave. You never know. It's lovely to speak to you.
Yeah, lovely to speak to you again. No problem at all. What's the name of the book again?
It's Split Second, and
available from all the usual outlets at the end of the month.
Yes.
Yeah, 27th of August.
That's excellent. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you, love.
Bye.
Vectis Radio on DAB.